This is the program,
Faith Matters.
In this program, we'll discuss
blindness and other issues as they relate to God.
And we'll also take a look at many other life issues as well. Being blind ourselves,
we know
Faith Matters.
Hi, everyone. It's great to have you back with us for another special half hour of Faith Matters. I'm Cecilia Lee. And during this half hour, I'd like to take you back to our Meal of the Month, which was held here at Messiah Lutheran Church at our All Nations Christian Blind Outreach of St. Louis on May the 25th. And the Meal of the Month is something which all of the outreach centers throughout the country have. It's a time for free food and some fun and some learning time and a lot of great fellowship. And I really enjoy it. And you never quite know what we're going to do at our meals. Sometimes it's a simple devotion and meal, or sometimes there's a big activity planned. But during this meal, we had a guest from Germany whose name is Renate. And I decided to tape the discussion we had, and I thought, you know, this would be a perfect thing to put on Faith Matters. So without further ado, I'd like to take you back to our meal and the discussion that we had there. We want to welcome all of you, those of you that are listening on the tape, and those of you that are here with us, to our Meal of the Month. We have a very, very special visitor with us. Renate is from Germany. Renate, what part of Germany are you from?
I come from Munich.
And what is your last name?
Gertz is difficult to talk for English people.
It is difficult for English people to say. Gertz. Mm. Is that right? And please, Renate is just learning English, so kind of bear with us as we do this.
I started to learn my English about 16 months ago. My teaching was 15 weeks, and I have to learn myself because I couldn't get the right book for the course in Braille.
Oh my goodness
and
gracious.
I have to scan the normal book, and it wasn't so easy. It was very, very difficult because the scanning not so good.
Right, right.
And to scanning, to correct it, and the language to learn.
It was very difficult because the scanning wasn't always perfect.
Yes.
How long have you been blind?
I was blind when I was 17 years. I had an accident. I was fallen from a ladder.
A ladder?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have cleaned a window on the top, and the ladder was broken.
Oh my goodness.
And then was broken my retina.
I want to know, Renate, how you learned Braille, and from whom did you learn?
My home country isn't Germany. I come from Austria. And when I was blind, I had learned my Braille learned in a blind in a school for blind children. And after I have to do some things to learn so I can meet. And I learned knitting and weaving and sewing and ceramics. It wasn't so easy because I have to learn all together.
All the things.
Yes,
everything.
Yes. And I get soon my first child, my son. Mm-hmm. And then I married. And then I get a daughter. And I get three daughters from my husband's first marriage. Mm-hmm. Then I had this 27 years, 5 children.
Renata, why did you want to come to the United States?
Yes, I have learned my English, and then I have. Then my teacher said to me, "You should go in a country who spoken word English." But I was interested in America, in how live the people, the blind people in America. What do they?
So
and I put in the internet, I searched at first, I searched in the internet some websites from blind organization in America.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put message in the letterboxes, in the mailboxes.
You wrote email to them.
Mm-hmm. And Pastor Andrews found the message and answered. I think he left found the Pastor Dave Andrews, my message. It couldn't be wrong to come.
No, you're right about that.
I would like to say all the outreach centers who I was in was very, very nice to me and very good hosts. At first I was by Pastor Andrews. After I go to Paul Hunter in Austin, then I was by Mary Gladenhoff, the wonderful woman in Charlotte,
North Carolina.
Yes. Then I was by Rosie in Boston,
Massachusetts.
Yes. And then I was in Grand Junction by Lisa Watts and by Donna.
That's Grand Junction, Colorado.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then I come back to here, to mm-hmm. Pastor Andrews. And then I was by Pastor Rickus in Little Rock,
Arkansas.
Now I am here.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Hunter had me invited for the next week before I go back to Germany.
Oh, Paul Hunt invited you back to Austin, Texas again.
Yes, he's a really nice person.
What will you do when you go back home?
I have to write some articles for my blind organization and for my church. I'm from Episcopalian Church, and my pastor wants to know where I was being, what I have done. And then I have to write a paper for my guide dog group, for the guide dog organization.
What are blindness organizations like in Germany, Renate?
This is from the government, and this is a self-help group.
Self-help?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's a big group, a big organization. And it is Bayerischer Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund.
What?
Mm-hmm. Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund.
Oh, that's the name of the organization.
Yes.
How and did you learn to travel so well?
Do you have 5 children? Mm-hmm. And have to care for the children yourself? You must. You have to make it. And I, all times, I make my something for me alone, for myself. And I have not only my own children, care for my own children. I have get from the government children who need a home. When my children was grown up.
Oh, foster children.
Foster.
Yes.
Foster children.
Yes.
Yes.
Renate, who is your best friend that you brought with you?
From Switzerland.
Yes, my Winnie line is from Switzerland.
Winnie line.
Winnie is a yellow lab.
Guide dog.
A great guide dog.
How old is she?
9 years.
And how long did you have to train to get her?
Two weeks.
2 weeks? That's
yes.
About the same as here.
Like
is she your first dog?
No, Winnie is my fourth.
My goodness.
Yes, how long have you had her?
7 years. And at first I had three German Shepherds.
The German Shepherds. Ah.
Yes.
May I tell you something? You are the best traveler I have ever seen.
Thank you.
You put me to shame.
Oh, no, no. It is really difficult for people who not could write see in
could not see
in
an
airport to find some things, because my Winnie could find in all the world.
She found the elevator, right?
She did.
But
I
tell them about how Vinny found the coffee.
Yes.
The coffee.
Yes, Vinny, I was traveled in my home country. I have to go to Bonn. We had an important meeting about guide dog. And I have to be very early, and therefore I must take the night train. And when I go out the train at 6 o'clock this morning, I thought, it was fine to have a coffee. Then I released my dog, and after I said to Winnie, coffee.
Yeah, and she does that here in the United States, too. Anna, do you have any questions you might like to ask?
Well, I wanted to know what your transportation is like in Germany as opposed to ours here in St. Louis.
We have buses and trains in the town, and trains from town to town, and we have a subway.
Oh, a subway.
Yes.
Wow.
Do they run
often?
The
German transportation is very modern.
Modern.
Yeah.
Modern.
Mm-hmm.
But the bus driver in USA are very, very much friendlier.
Oh,
yes.
Really? Wow.
Friendly, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very friendly and helpful.
Good.
That's
thank
great.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other thing I wanted to ask
I was really happy yesterday when I was go by bus.
Renate, my question here is that, okay, we have the three problems that a lot of blind people face here in the U.S. are unemployment, social acceptance, and a lot of discrimination and some of that. And then also, of course, the access, the travel that we've been talking about. What have you determined to be the major difficulties or problems that blind people face in Germany?
What are the problems that you have in Germany? Are they the same problems, or are they different?
Yeah, we have similar problems in
okay.
German, because the blind people, not all blind people, can get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know,
but I think in USA, so other people say are very tolerant and.
You think that we have it better here in the United States than in Germany?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Okay.
Because, example, we have money for blind. This money for blind get each blind person.
Oh, like blind pension or like SSI?
I don't know, but it independent from this for each blind person is independent from his job also.
Oh, so you can make money and you can have a job and get government money
too.
Yes.
But American people have more patients with handicapped people.
Oh.
Is that because there is a class difference?
Yes.
One is very poor and another one is not so poor.
Yes.
Jack, okay, Jim, you had a question you wanted to ask.
I was going to ask, what are some of the jobs that the blind people do?
In German, I think is similar to here. They work in offices by government and
companies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but the companies are not so wouldn't like have so much blind people because the computer programs and some things how do you say?
Yes, the computer programs are not
and
you can't use them.
Yes. And we need a separate computer programs.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't blind people on a sit on a normally computer.
Right.
Yes, and this is very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's same here.
Yes, it is very similar here.
Therefore the companies don't like so much people.
So many blind people.
Are you employed or are you a homemaker?
I have worked in for the government, for the military hospital.
Of the army.
Yes.
Doing what?
I was in the phone office. And I have 12 year work shift.
I see.
Yes, 12 hour day.
Now so you are retired?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because I have an ear problem, ear complaint, and...
you have ear problems?
Yes.
Oh.
I had an ear, and my right ear is very, very bad.
Oh.
And therefore I couldn't so easy understand.
Sure. Jack and June, do you have
and
any...
I have two hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and June, do you have anything you want to ask?
Does Germany have a program for blind people to work in stores?
No.
Here in the United States, some blind people have snack stands and they work with candy and soda machines. They clean them and make sure, but they don't have something like that in Germany.
You mentioned that you go to the Episcopalian Church, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder, maybe you are privy to this or not, information, what are the challenges that blind people face in Germany in terms of being active in congregations?
So most blind people are active in the normally blind organization, Bayerischer Blindenbund. Some people have her activation in the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
but I had my fight with the Catholic Church.
Oh
sorry.
Dear. That's all right.
Was it mainly over the teachings, or was it mainly over your acceptance as a blind person?
Did you fight with them about what they taught, or about you as a blind person?
I had my problems with her because I have another mind.
You had another opinion.
Yes.
Okay.
So well, do they have?
I have a 2-3.
Do they have Braille hymn books and things like that in Germany?
Yes.
Or no? Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Good.
Renate, do the children, the blind children in Germany, do they go to a school for the blind, or
yes.
are they in class?
So most, but more and more, they go also in normal schools and
yeah.
get a special training.
Special training, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you come back from
special education, special teaching for Braille.
June?
Renata, are there sports for the blind in the schools?
Oh.
Do they play ball and
yes.
track at the schools?
Yes. We have goalball.
Goalball.
Yes.
We have rollerball. We have light athletic. I don't know how do you say
what
Leichtathletik. Do you make running and springing?
Oh,
and
Jack, a track.
Yes,
running.
Track and
yeah.
field.
Running,
yes,
sprinting.
And
yeah.
also skiing.
Skiing. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. We have also Schach groups.
Oh.
We have Scout groups.
Scout groups.
Yeah.
Yes, we have some and music groups, and we have computer groups and so.
Now, I want to ask you a very personal question.
Mm-hmm.
When I had my vision
mm-hmm.
and lost my vision, I wanted to die.
Yes.
You wanted to die?
Yes.
I am.
Yes, and I was a young girl. I had first made my graduation at the art school. And 3 months later, I lost my area.
Yeah.
David, you had a question?
Okay. I'm wondering, this is coming from the outreach center perspective, that you know, you've been touring these outreach centers. I have a question and I have a follow-up question. First of all, after having been here, are you eager to do something in Germany for the blind people there that you have seen
yes.
done here?
Yes.
What have you gained here? What have you learned here that you would like to bring into the culture over there?
Very much. I have very much learned here. Because more to do together.
Okay.
So, do you think that an outreach center is something you might do in Germany at a church or something?
In my church, I think no, because mm-hmm. in my church, I am the only blind people.
But you know other...
But in other churches, I don't know. I will see what I can do.
You know other blind people who might come to your church if you invited them, though, right?
My church is in Bavaria, not so popular.
Oh, it is not mm-hmm. as centrally located.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because in Bavaria is mostly the Catholic.
Oh, there is a yes. lot of Catholics, but not as
yes.
many.
Very, mm-hmm. very much.
Little do you know, you're sitting next to a Catholic.
And well, I was once one.
And don't forget the Lutherans.
That's right. That brings up another question, too. You see, you are an Episcopalian. Now, am I correct in saying that the Episcopalian church in Germany is self-supporting, whereas, like, take, for example, in various states, the Catholics are supported by the government, and then the Lutherans have quite a bit of state support. It's the Lutheran Church, not the Evangelisch, but the state-run, the Stadt
okay.
Lutheran Church.
Do you understand, or do you need me to...
Not so...
Okay. The Episcopal Church...
Mm-hmm.
does not need support or money from the government.
No.
But many of the other churches do.
Yes, yes, right. yes. And only the Catholic and Lutheran
right.
get from the government.
Mm-hmm.
But the other churches all are more... how do you say
independent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so easy for the churches,
mm-hmm.
Because they need also money, no?
Mm-hmm.
And then you when you go in this churches, you have to now they need it,
mm-hmm.
but you when you go in this church, you will it do alone and for mm-hmm. yourself.
Sure.
And really, that's the way it is here in the United States of all denominations. I think Renate, you alluded to this earlier. You made reference to it, but I wanted to ask you again, to be as clear as I can. How did you went blind through the accident?
Mm-hmm.
How did your faith in Christ help you through the transition into being blind?
At first, I was very, very angry with, mm-hmm. with my God.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very angry. And you should think I was a young girl and I had plans and I said, what made you with me? You couldn't be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't exist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So what made the difference to what your attitude is now?
Now I am an adult.
Now you are an adult.
And you're yes. able to see blindness, what is a blessing now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What did you want to do before you lost your sight? What were your plans?
Yes, I would go at the art. I would learn paint.
To paint?
Paint, yes. And I have painted my
since my youngest children time.
Oh, you painted since your childhood?
Yes.
Oh. What a story.
What a story.
What a neat story. Renate, I want to thank you for sharing your story with us and for being with us to tell us all about your story. And if anyone wants to write us, you may write us and ask questions, and I can see to it that Renate gets your note. You can write us at faithm@acbradio.org, and you can call us at 314-776-3694. Renate, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I want to thank all of you as well. This is a fun meal, a fun time. I wish we could have visitors like this every month. And people, as Renate has just told us,
faith matters.